up and Adam for your Tuesday. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out, waking you up 4 minutes past six. It's bright and early.
Yes, Simo, there was a bit of drama at my house last night.
I'm all about the drama.
The paramedics had to be called.
Whoa.
I know this is more drama than you think. Everyone's fine, which is good.
Yeah.
So my landlord dislocated his knee. I don't know, he's in a lot of pain. Paramedics came, did a fantastic job, popped it back into place.
Jeez.
And he was able to walk again, which is amazing. He was kind of going from being in agonising pain to being able to walk again in like under 5-10 minutes, which is crazy.
Have you got stairs at your house?
Yes, we do have stairs. They were admittedly a bit slow, but right. You know, fair enough.
Okay.
He did tell me I could only talk about this if I made up a cooler story to say what he was doing when he was injuring his knee.
Did he say that I can guess what it is?
But you can... Well, no. We didn't go into details. We didn't have time to write out a legal contract.
You probably should have.
If you want to have a quick guess, you can, yeah.
I mean, I would bank it being, like, the stairs are somehow involved.
No, wasn't anything to do with the stairs.
Okay.
So, Simo, I've come up with two stories. One is the real one. One is a cool one I've just made up.
Okay.
I want you to have a guess.
Right.
So, was he running to save a group of orphans from a burning car?
Okay.
Or was he picking lettuce from the backyard?
Have you got lettuce in your backyard?
We do.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
What kind of, what kind of, like, iceberg?
I don't. There are different kinds of lettuce.
Yeah.
It was green.
I mean, you don't make friends with salad, serves him right.
The moral of the story, never eat lettuce.
This is good thing. It's Zed and Kalani. I book my... Strangers. Up and coming standout Aussie artist Starly on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning talking beards on Snow FM Breakfast.
Yes, well, Simo, you've revealed this morning the stats are out on whether beards are considered sexy or not. I am rocking what I've described as a growth, which I realise probably doesn't paint me in the most positive light.
No, it makes you sound like a mushroom.
But it's more as like the facial hair has just been growing for a week or so, and it needs to be... I looked in the mirror this morning, and I'm like, yeah, I need to kind of fix it up a little bit.
I mean...
So I do apologise for my appearance this morning, but Simo, I'm the bearded one out of the two of us. You have been attempting to grow a beard for about 28 years now?
Yeah, that's right.
Hasn't really worked, but it will one day, I'm sure.
Yeah, blondes, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit more difficult.
You might just have to dye it another colour.
Yeah, we don't exactly like scream Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Who was that? Wasn't there like an AFL footballer back in the day who was blonde but had like a dark beard? Or he had more of a goatee?
Oh.
Or was am I thinking of someone?
Jason Ackerman.
Yes, Jason Ackerman. That was it. That, the guy that did handstands. That is, I reckon you could rock the Acker.
That is quite
goatee.
A throwback.
I know.
But so... The stats are in. Apparently sexy, good thing, but beards, right? A college has asked around 1,000 volunteers to judge the faces of dozens of men, and the volunteers found that men with facial hair were seen as lacking in warmth.
No, well, we are warm because the fake keeps our face warm.
I think it's like a personality trait, maybe.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Because, I mean, plenty of beards that happen in the snowies around winter and summer because everyone's feeling pretty casual, right? Lead researcher Mark, he wrote in the... His last name's too difficult.
Sorry, I was expecting something there. Lead researcher
Mark.
You have to give his last name a crack. Do you know a country of origin roughly where it's from?
It's Mark with a C, Fetcheri. So, lead researcher Mark Fetcheri.
See, now it sounds better.
Wrote in the
lead researcher. Oh, that bloke, Mark.
He wrote in the Journal of Social Psychology that our findings have implications for candidates of jobs in which being perceived as less warm may decrease their appeal. So,
do we know whether Mark has a beard or not?
No, unclear at this point. But I will get to the fact that there's some dubious information out of this survey.
Yeah, go on.
So, basically, the findings are that you might look as like a bit of a less warm personality if you're cranking a beard in your job interviews. So the findings are consistent with previous research where a survey of 500 HR professionals found that 90% of them believed that being well-groomed was key to making a strong first impression. So if you're out there looking for a job, be clean-shaven, boys and girls.
Well, I reckon it depends what job you're going for, because like if you're going to be a chef or something where food is involved,
yes,
you don't want hairs in the food. So I reckon a clean-shaven chef I mean, look at all the... Can you name me a famous chef who has a beard?
No one wants to see a beard net.
Exactly.
In the kitchen.
I know, they're not good.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going for a job as a hipster...
Yep.
I reckon a beard is almost essential.
I mean...
Even if you are a woman.
Hipster jobs are few and far between, Jordan.
Yeah, but, you know, there's some out there.
There's some that are available.
Mm.
So the dubious nature of the survey I wanted to get to was, do you know who the...
Not the fact that it was done by a bloke called Mark.
No. Do you know who commissioned the study?
Well, no.
It's a company called Gillette.
I think. What brand? What thing do they
do
make
they do?
Again?
Yeah.
Do they make shampoo? Or
I want to be free.
I think they do. I
wanna just live. Oh no, they do razors to shave off beards. So I see. Yeah, where they're gonna.
Can't trust that. Sucker, Jonas Brothers. You're on Snow FM. I'm a sucker for you. Snow FM breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. 6 minutes to seven.
Now, Simo, I hate to do this, but I do have to bring an issue to the attention of the court. This is from the next couple of minutes. This is a court.
All right.
You're the accused.
Mm-hmm.
Simo.
Yes.
You would remember the other day after the show, we were out in our little office area.
Yeah.
Where we just sit, we have desks next to each other.
Mm-hmm. What have I done?
I have a particular brand of water bottle.
Right, yes.
That I used. And lo and behold, you came in a couple of days later with the same brand of water bottle, leading to mass confusion.
Yep.
Not knowing which one was which, because obviously they're on the desk right next to each other.
Leading to...
our program director knocked it. We've got a massive Snow FM sign and he accidentally knocked it onto our desk. So stuff went all over the floor.
That's right.
And we couldn't work out... whose water bottle was who, because they're both the exact same. They're both sort of like plastic water bottles you get from the supermarket. They're both the same brand, and they're both sort of half full-ish with water.
Mass confusion between two people.
Yeah. I mean, 100% of the people involved were confused.
Yes. So,
that is mass confusion, my friend.
So what have you got that you want to bring to the table?
Well, Simo, over the weekend, I decided to take matters into my own hand.
Right.
And invest in a different brand of water bottle. You'll see I'm now holding it here in my hands.
Yeah.
That I bring to work. Yeah, you've seen it. I've seen it already.
Yeah.
You looked across.
Yeah, I did.
So, Simo, whilst consuming some of the liquid from this water bottle in question,
yes,
what should I happen to see when I glance across to your side of the desk? Would you like to reveal, or shall I?
We've got the same water bottle again
you
today.
You bought the same water bottle!
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know.
Like, there's millions to choose from. Literally, yesterday I brought this in.
Yeah.
And this is day two of using this water bottle.
Mm.
And then I look across the desk and you've got the exact same water bottle with the pretty much the exact same amount of water still in it.
You know, just testing you, Jordan.
Well, can you please not? So what's going to happen? Like, do I have to go out and buy another water bottle now? Is that what you're saying? Or can you commit to not using that? I mean.
No, you might need to get a sippy cup, I think. That's the only thing that I won't get. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel I get strange looks walking around the office with a sippy cup. I mean, Simo, can you please stop copying me?
Sorry, mate. This is Be Fine. It's Wafier on Snow FM. Dance Monkey, Tones and I, she's flying at the moment, picking up 8 ARIA nominations at Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars, and discussing commercial air travel.
Yes.
How do you feel about kind of the limited space that you have?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, it's not great to be crammed in a small aeroplane seat for a couple of hours, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. It's either that or walk.
I mean, you're too distracted by the war that you're having over an armrest by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I do. The person next to me is straying to my part of the armrest. I will have no problem straying back.
Would you have problems with this? A passenger on a recent flight, he's had a snapshot taken of his behaviour, which has then been ricocheted around the earth around a million times on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
He is using the journey as an opportunity to dry his socks. So he's got a window seat.
I see.
Right. And he's, you know how they've got the...
window?
Yes, but what is the... It's not called... It's like
the blind.
The shade and the blind. He's kind of used that to wedge his socks.
Oh, so he's taking his socks off his feet.
Yes.
And has kind of wedged them in between the shade and the window.
Yeah.
So that the sun is...
Shining
on his socks and drying them.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple of questions. Well, actually, many questions now I think about it.
Yeah.
Why were his socks wet? How did he get them wet on an aeroplane? The only way I can think of off the top of my head is if he'd taken his shoes off and then gone to the lavatory.
Well, I've done something similar to this. So, you know, when you go to the beach, right, and then you're driving back and quite often you put your towel or your socks or wet clothes, you'll put them, you know how there's the back window?
Yeah.
And there's normally a, you know, a bit of a not a tarp, but there's like a spot over the top of the boot that you can kind of put stuff there to get sun as you drive home.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, because that's in your own car. And, okay. You know, you're what, just on your own?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
But when you get...
When you're at 37,000 feet, you're not alone on a squashed in on an aeroplane. Also, so like when we dry stuff here on Earth,
yes,
you know, it takes, you know, X amount of time to dry them. At 37,000 feet, would it be quicker?
Because like closer
you're
to the sun.
Slightly closer to the sun, would it be quicker? But then it's, if you ever are on an international flight and you look at the map thing, it says the temperature outside and it's always like negative 70 degrees or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's always freezing cold. So would it be quicker? Would that just kind of equal out... All these questions I have, none of which I know the answer to, nor I could probably be bothered finding out the answer to.
My main question is, what would you do, Jordan, if you're sitting in the vicinity?
I tell you what I'd do.
Do you let it go?
I'd do absolutely nothing because I'm too shy to make a scene, but in my head, I would be fuming.
It's like they should have got the air hostesses to get the glad wrap.
Well, yes, your exits are located here and here. For any socks, please hang them on the window.
This is Ariana Grande. Camila Cabello, that was Liar on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning for your Tuesday.
And Simo, we're talking scam emails. Whenever you get one of these, you just delete them straight away, I'd suggest.
I don't delete them. I don't actually touch them. I just kind of leave them hanging.
So they're the emails you get that are quite obviously someone trying to scam you out of money. Often it involves, I've a prince, blah, blah, blah. I've got X amount of money for you. Please give me your bank details and I'll transfer. It's just completely random.
Yeah.
And it's very obviously a scam. So if you get one of these emails, make sure you delete it or just don't even look at it like Simo does and just move on with your life. I definitely don't recommend what we're about to do.
Okay. Oh, you don't recommend it?
No, well, I mean, because you can get caught up in this sort of stuff and...
Okay, yeah. You don't recommend it. I endorse it because it's fun. We can endorse
it. Okay, fine then. I've changed my mind, come to think of it. I've endorsed replying to these scam emails and just having a bit of a joke with it. Obviously, never give over any of your bank details or anything like that. But you can kind of have a bit of fun because... any time that the scam email is replying to you, it means they're not scamming innocent people, you know, gullible people out of their money.
Keep them busy.
Which I like to think it's a good deed.
Yeah, for
sure.
I like to say.
So I've had a bit of experience with scam emails in the past. We talked about it on the show a couple of months ago. If you missed it, here's a brief catch-up of how it ended up. All right, so the email that I got read, Dear Hello... which is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
I found your contact email from a high-ranking military officer in Ghana, which is nothing sus about that at all.
Unless you know a high-ranking military officer in Ghana.
I know several, actually.
Do you?
No.
Bob, Bill, Shane.
Yes, they're very Ghana names, aren't they? So I found your contact email from a high-ranking military officer in Ghana. I'm writing to inform you of a large sum of money left to you by the will of Mr. Solomon Vandy. Now, that name Solomon Vandy, I knew that I'd heard it before, so I Googled it.
Yeah, I've heard it too.
Have you seen the movie Blood Diamond?
Ah, DiCaprio.
Yes, DiCaprio's in it. Solomon Vandy is one of the main characters in that movie.
Mm.
So I responded, "Oh, how tragic. Mr. Vandy was one of my closest friends. Mr. Vandy had promised me that we would go to Sierra Leone and dig up a large diamond he had found, but now the diamond is lost forever." That's more or less the plot line to Blood Diamond, in case you haven't seen it. Kind regards, Leonardo DiCaprio. So, Simo, that's what happened last time. It went on for a little bit. I think it was about 2 weeks of me typing back and forth with the scammer. And it ended up with the scammer asking me to leave them alone, which is completely the opposite of what normally happens. But I reckon that's a win.
And they get so offended as well.
I know
they
do.
They get upset.
And they get angry as well. Like, if you don't hand over your credit card details, they're really angry.
You're trying to con us. Respect the hustle. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, Simo, I received a scam of a slightly different nature yesterday. And I thought we'd get your thoughts and do this live throughout the show instead of just me doing it for 2 weeks and then presenting my findings at the end.
Okay.
How this scam is a little bit different to what I've got in the past is this is a scam text message.
Okay.
So
right.
I didn't realise that this was a thing. I thought it was just email. But no, the text message. So if you get any text messages that look a bit scammy, be aware because they probably are. So it comes from an Australian phone number.
Okay.
So it's, I'm not going to give out the whole number, but you know, there's kind of the four digits and then the three and the three at the start. It says, you have an unclaimed inheritance on your surname, please kindly contact this email address for more details. Regards. And that's it.
All right.
There's no sweet. Name.
All right, we're in.
So there's lots of like different email addresses that you can use, like there's Hotmail or Gmail or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This one is name@writeme.com.
Okay.
Which just sounds dodgy anyway.
Yeah.
So this is what we've got. So this is where we are at the moment. I haven't responded to this text. I got it at, 5:11 p.m. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't responded. I've got my laptop here with my work email address open.
Well.
So, Simo, I've got the email address here. I've got a new email. I've typed in the email address.
Okay, brilliant.
So I just need your help coming up with what should we say? What was the message? What do you reckon? What should we start off with?
You should leave it something strong. So mention that you are an orphan and have been trying to trace your family for quite some time.
I mean, we've gone down a very dark route very early.
Yeah.
But I like it.
You like it? Yeah, go with that. Because then, I mean, you know, that means they need to help.
What was
with your lineage?
That Netflix
My Family.
No, Neil Patrick Harris. A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah.
Have you read those books and seen that? So they're the Baudelaire children.
Yeah, and the kids.
Whose parents were killed in a house fire, I think, if my memory is correct. And then they're sent away to their evil uncle.
Yeah.
So why don't we... That's brilliant. Because like with that last one, we just kind of followed the plot line of Blood Diamond.
All right, sweet.
We just followed the plot line of A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Wicked, we're in.
Sweet, done. I will send that off straight away. Say, my name is Jordan Baudelaire.
Yep, go with that.
And yes, my parents have been... It's very sadly killed in a tragic house fire. My evil uncle is trying to get my money. Please, if you have any assistance, be greatly appreciated.
Well, we'll see how we go.
I will send that off, Simo.
All right, sweet.
I'll keep you updated on their replies.
I mean, if they come back with actual signs and it turns out you're adopted or something.
This could go very bad.
Post Malone this morning. This is Circles. 25 minutes on the way to the workday, kicking off. It's Simo and Jordan partying hard in the meantime.
And Simo, on the way next, getting rid of a lot of confectionery and annoying a lot of people. Is that right?
Pretty much. So there's been a weird turn of events in the world of chocolate, namely the...
Stop the newspapers! There's a weird turn of events in the world of not since Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, that movie, was released, was there a weirder turn of events in the circle of chocolate.
Look, yeah, I don't know if there is a community or...
It's chocolate, I'm sure there is.
So a little while ago, there was the Caramilk saga, which...
Just in case, say, for example, live in some bizarre parallel universe. I don't know what Caramilk is. What is Caramilk?
So it's like a caramel and like a milk chocolate that's put out by Cadbury. The big story was that it got recalled and then sent back out for a limited amount of time.
I see.
Because remember, we took our lives in our hands and tried this.
Did we?
We did. In the winter, we did.
Does it have, does this Caramilk chocolate have weird powers of memory loss? Because I can't remember.
And we're still here. So it's obviously fine, but there's some people out there in the chocolate community that are a bit upset with the products.
It
sells online now for $1,000.
Why didn't we stock up on this stuff?
For a block. And yes, we have had some, which is a rookie move by us. We're going to discuss
it. We should have put it in a museum, not eat it.
After Harry Styles, we'll get into it. Another one. DJ Khaled, and that was Justin Bieber as well. No brainer. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out for your Tuesday.
Simo, Caramilk, the chocolate. You tried it?
We tried it. You just can't remember, but it was the chocolate block. It sent Australia into a spin a little while ago.
So what's the difference between this chocolate block and just a normal block of chocolate?
I guess the flavour. The fact of the matter.
The fact that it's totally different in every single way.
It got recalled. So, because there was, I think, somehow the... what do they call it? Alfoil. Got inside the chocolate at one point.
Is that the flavour? Is that what makes it so special? It tastes a little bit of tinfoil.
Well, it was already a different flavour, like a caramel and like a white chocolate kind of mix.
Now it's just a bonus flavour. Caramel, white chocolate, and just a hint of aluminium.
So it's since gone into like not being produced, and now it goes for like a full block will go for $1,000 online.
I still can't believe that we bought one and just ate it. Like, why did we not hold on to it?
Actually, this calls for a Trump special.
Billions and billions. And billions and billions. billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment.
Maybe we could launder the money.
So there's an Aussie guy, he's clearly made of money. What he's done, he's bought 16 blocks of this caramilk online.
So it cost him 16 grand.
Yep, and then he put them all together and then he made a bonfire.
I see.
Because obviously he's got like a mad issue with the particular flavour. I've got a quote from him here. It says, "I burned the 16 blocks of caramilk because I wanted to take this horrific product off our streets."
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah,
could he not have just, you know, maybe eaten it or given it to someone who likes that type of chocolate or just maybe not bought it in the first place and just turned the other way?
He goes on, "If I can save one person from having the disgusting experience I had, then I'll die a happy man."
So he made a bonfire and burnt it?
Yes.
Did he take it out of the packaging first?
No.
So he threw the packaging in it as well?
Yep.
Because even the packaging alone could be worth something online.
He's like, he's treating it with disdain. He goes on, "What makes caramilk so terrible is the lack of flavour and its plastic-like texture. Where's the love, passion, effort that Cadbury put into Marvelous Creations range? Caramilk lovers are simply sheep who are led to believe that they love the product when in actual fact they're falling for the oldest marketing trick in the book."
This bloke is too much into Cadbury chocolate.
Oh, dear.
Like, what was that first bit? Where was the creative design in Marvelous Creations and all that sort of stuff? Like, seriously, come on, mate.
He's very occupied with his chocolate love. But, yeah, so he chucked them all into a bonfire, burnt them to a crisp. But make up your own mind because he's wearing nothing but jocks and a crown. So, you know.
I mean, to be fair, Simo, we're wearing nothing but jocks and a crown. You know when you mentioned burning stuff? I've just Googled it. I'm just trying to find whether this is actually real or not.
Yeah.
I thought I read a story about someone throwing caramilk into a volcano. I thought that was the story that you're going with. I'm typing caramel volcano.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not true. No, I don't know where I saw that. But, I thought that's where we were going with this.
I mean, you wish a volcano is involved.
I really do. Volcanoes, really underrepresented on Snow FM Breakfast.
I just got paid. Cigala.
I should grow up someday.
Your body does all the talking. The Struts and Kesha teaming up on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. A little while until the workday kicks off, but we're about out of here.
Yes, Simo, but just before we go, it seems kind of bad to kind of end the show on a bad note, and I don't want to do it. But I'm going to.
As you should.
And it's bad news for those who use Netflix, myself included. If you're in the boat of you're not the person that pays for the Netflix.
Scabs.
But you're one of the person who has an account. Because, Simo, you're not really up to, you don't use Netflix or Stan or any of those other streaming services, do you?
The internet's a frightening place.
It is. So if you don't know, when you sign up for a Netflix account, you can create several other, I think, viewing profiles, I think is the technical term they're called.
Okay.
And that way you can set up so for different friends so they can watch it through your account.
Oh.
So there's only one person that pays for it, and you can get, I think it's up to 5 or 6 people kind of watching Netflix on your account. So it's kind of a genius way to save a bit of money. But Netflix is cracking down. At a recent event, their chief product officer, Greg Peters. That sounds a very official name.
Very strong.
You don't want to mess with Greg.
He's got two first names.
He does actually, which is weird because Netflix is not a name at all. So yes, Chief Product Officer Greg Peters said that they are cracking down on this. But Simo, Netflix, it only costs, depending on what plan you have on Netflix.
Is it like a package thing?
Yeah, it only costs, I think it's between $10 to $20 a month, so it's not like it's expensive. Please don't ask me what package I'm on, because I don't know, because I don't pay, because I use my old housemates.
Fair enough, too.
All my housemates were here for winter. They've left. One of them left their Netflix logged in on the TV. Oh, what a shame that is.
I just
have to use it the whole time.
I have known people to hop and skip and jump through relationships by Netflix accounts. So, like,
what do you mean? They specifically go into a relationship because they don't find the person attractive. They've just got a Netflix account.
Yeah, targeting them. And then.
How tight are these people? It's $10 a month. How tight are these people?
Look, all I'm saying, I got friends on a budget.
I mean, there's friends on a budget and then there's something else. Actually, friends on a budget just sounds like the real cheap version of that TV show, Friends.
Friends on
a budget. There's only 4 of them.
I couldn't afford the 5th.
Couldn't afford Joey or Phoebe.
Dear, we're out of here. Jordan, we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.